So, clinically, wherever the type of the lesion the lichen planus is present, they have certain features in common by which we can identify that it is lichen planus. For that, we have to remember a few important P's, that is pruritic papules, which are flat topped, which are purplish or violaceous in color, and they are polygonal, 1 to 3 mm in diameter, and they have a tracery of the thin white lines which are present on the surface, which is known as a Wickham's stria. It is a very characteristic feature of the lichen planus, which is not usually seen with the naked eye, but when you do the dermoscopic examination of these lesions, we can see these reticular fine white lines called as Wickham's stria. These Wickham's stria are not only seen on the skin lesion but on the mucosal lesions as well. So we can say that it is specific for lichen planus. These papules can be either present in the group form clusters in a linear pattern where we name it as linear lichen planus or annular distribution. When these lesions heal, they leave behind grayish brown post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation because when there is basal vacuolar degeneration, the melanocytes fall into the dermis, which we call as pigmentary incontinence, and this pigmentation will takes months to disappear or heal. Site of the cutaneous lesions most commonly is the volar aspect of the wrist or on the lumbar region around the ankles. However, they may be seen on any part of the body, but these areas are those which are very characteristic and specific for lichen planus. The ankles and the shin are the commonest site for the hypertrophic type of the lesions. When the palms and soles are affected, then these lesions will be more firm and rough to touch, and they have a yellowish hue. So depending upon the site it affects, there are certain changes in the appearance. However, the characteristic features remains the same. So mostly when we are talking about the hypertrophic lichen planus, they are mostly present on the ankles and the shin. The linear lichen planus, as the name shows, that it is present in a linear pattern following the Blaschkoid lines. Isolated lesions of lichen planus have been reported, but they are very, very less common. So if those lesions where in which the Rooks mentions that they are very rare or they're reported, you don't need to memorize them by heart. You just need to know ki is tarah bhi ho sakta hai, and it is seen in every type of a skin dermatosis. So you just need to remember the characteristic features and the most common sites, that is the volar aspect of the wrist, the lumbar region, shin and ankles for the hypertrophic lesions, and palms and soles may be affected. Mucosal involvement mein buccal mucosa jo hai wo bahut commonly involvement isme hoti hai. Iske alawa genital mucosa mein bhi lesions aapko nazar aa sakte hain. The annular lichen planus lesions seen most commonly on the penis, but unfortunately when it heals it leaves behind atrophy. A variant in which there are a group of spiny lesions resembling keratosis pilaris develop around the hair follicles, which we name as specifically as a lichen planopilaris. So if the specific type of a lichen planus lesions are present only around the hair follicle, which can lead to scarring alopecia, is a lichen planopilaris because they are present around the hair follicle. So it is named so with lichen planopilaris.